fighting for America.
This is a part of the war on whites that's being launched by the Democratic Party. And the way in which they're launching this war is by claiming that whites hate everybody else.
Fighting for Idaho.
Social Security is not going to be available for most people who are in their, say, under 40 today and maybe even under 50 today. And that's a danger. But we don't have the political ability today to implement changes.
Fighting for you.
That the powerful play goes on and you may contribute a verse. That the powerful play goes on and you may contribute a verse.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
What will your verse be?
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Tea Party Bob, and I'm taking the ALS challenge, and I'm calling out my good friend Mr. Tom Munns to get your butt out on a chair and let me put a bucket over your head. Let's go.
You got 24 hours. Okay, here it comes. Here it comes. And there we go.
Ah!
Tea Party Bob. Don't swear.
What is causing the country to go ice bucket crazy? Well, it is the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. Joining us here to discuss at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. By the way, good morning. We do appreciate you joining us. Is Becky Moore, Executive Director of the ALS Association. That is the Evergreen chapter. They serve people in Washington, Arkansas, Montana, and Idaho. Here at 580KIDO. Becky, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin.
Good to have you with us here at 580KIDO.
Thanks for having me.
Just how big is this challenge?
Wow, well, it has just been sweeping the nation. As everybody knows, there's tons of celebrities who've gotten involved, along with just regular folks challenging each other. And it's just been a fantastic way of raising awareness about ALS.
Well, I know. Here you have, and it's funny because this is such a unique campaign that y'all have. I mean, you have ordinary people like myself, Tea Party Bob. You heard him letting you know that the ice was legitimate yesterday.
Yes.
And it really goes to show you just how we have changed our way of communicating. And, you know, this happened. It seemed as if this was more grassroots. Usually it's a celebrity, and the celebrities seem to be following in this case. With the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge, the local folks, the regular folks.
Absolutely, Kevin. And I think it's a testament to how passionate families are who've been touched by ALS. They really want people to know what it is. And most people just simply don't know what it is. So they've been driving this so that they can really spread the word about what they're facing and what they're living with.
Let's talk a little bit about how much money you all have raised and how successful this has been, and how I could ask you a gazillion questions. We'll just start with that.
Well, I know that association-wide, they're looking at breaking the $10 million mark, which, you know, is compared to about $1.5 million in the same time period last year, so year over year. So that's pretty amazing. So that's been lovely. And I will say this is a great organization with lots of programs to help people and to research into the cause and cure for ALS. So this is really fantastic for our organization.
Becky, tell us about ALS. We all know about the Ice Bucket Challenge, but how many of us know what ALS stands for?
Yeah, ALS is more commonly referred to as Lou Gehrig's disease. And it's a motor neuron disease, and gradually a person's motor neurons begin to die off, which means the message from the brain isn't getting through to the muscles. So people become progressively disabled and pass away. There's no effective treatment or cure at this point in time, so families really face the worst of the worst. It's a really hard disease to get.
And it can happen at any time?
Yes, it can start at any time. Typically, it's in adults, and the prognosis after you're diagnosed is about 2.5 years that you can expect. Now, some people live longer, and some people pass away quicker. So it's really devastating timeline, too.
What is the reaction of family members that deal with this? Obviously, we still don't know a lot about Lou Gehrig's disease, and Lou Gehrig so famously talked about his blessed life as he battled this disease that bears his name now.
Right. Well, I'm going to tell you that what I have heard from patients and family members facing this is that they're so very grateful that this awareness is being raised. They face the challenge of every time they meet with somebody having to explain what ALS is, and about only half the people in the country even had heard of what ALS was. So now that is significantly greater, and people are going to know more what they're facing, and they're going to not have to go through that, you know, blank stare they get from people when they say they have ALS. So it's so encouraging to them. They, you know, they're just desperate for people to understand what they're going through, and this has really been wonderful for that.
Well, how does it work for people that are listening at 580KIDO that might not be on the Facebook or the Twitter or a social media maven?
Right, yeah, it's really definitely taken off mostly in social media, but anybody can do it. And basically what it is, you pour a bucket of ice water over your head, and you challenge friends or people you know or local officials, whoever, to take the challenge and to and or make a donation to the ALS Association. And that's as simple as it is. And anybody can challenge anybody. Edith Kennedy recently took the challenge and challenged President Obama. So anybody can do it.
I think the president was looking for somebody else to take the challenge in his place. I can tell you the buckets of water are cold. Now let's talk about your region, the Evergreen region, and some of the ALS programs in our state and in the states that you cover.
Absolutely. We just actually completed at the end of last month. We were there in Boise. We had our Practical Solutions workshop for people who are living with ALS. And that just is giving them all kinds of hints and tips on how to manage living with ALS successfully so that, you know, just taking away as many barriers as we can so people can live to the fullest. So we were just recently there.
Well, there's no place better than the Treasure Valley. What about people listening right now that would like more information? What can they do?
Well, we'd love to have you jump onto our website. It's www.alsa-ec for the Evergreen Chapter.org.
Well, Becky, we appreciate it, and thank you for sending me the photos of you taking the challenge. It's good to know that other folks are, you know, you're just not promoting it, you're a participant.
Yeah, I thought I'd offer you some proof there, Kevin.
Well, you know, that's what we like, because we're a high-speed journalistic outfit here.
There you go, and I hope you'll take the challenge.
Oh, no, I did last Sunday. I did.
Oh, good, good.
And we had Two Fly Bry, Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, Tom Munns, and you heard Tea Party Bob take it as well. So it continues to grow, and that's the wicked cool thing about this ice bucket challenge is it really is about the people doing something that you think is so goofy and so ridiculous, and yet people love it. Any idea how this originated?
Yeah, actually, my understanding is that some families connected to the Massachusetts chapter of the ALS Association got it all started by just grassroots doing that. And, yeah, it does seem really silly, but how meaningful to have raised the awareness of this devastating disease, really, in the end. Very, very serious result from something that's fun and silly.
Well, Becky, and in the age here at 580KIDO where there's so much bad news, I mean, this is how, I don't want to say crazy it is, but crazy in a good way. I have my nephew calling out my mother, and my mother, God bless her, you know, 70 years old, dumping a bucket of ice water over her head, and my dad taping it. I'm sure he was very happy that he never got called out.
Absolutely. That's the fun of it. That's the fun of it.
Well, Becky, we appreciate it, and thank you for joining us. Please keep us in mind if you're in country, as we like to call it here. We'd love for you to swing by the ever-updated and modern broadcast center.
Well, great. Thanks so much, Kevin. I really appreciate it.
Becky, take care now. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our friend Becky Moore, evergreen chapter of the ALS. By the way, a lot of people have been calling from our guest last half hour from the suicide prevention hotline. It's 1-800-273-TALK. 1-800-273-TALK. Now, coming up next, as you heard nationally on the Big Fox, we've released the name of the officer of the police shooter in Ferguson, Missouri. The president gets up yesterday from Martha's Vineyard, makes some statements. You know, and I already know the answer to this, but I will say it to you at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. What is the answer to this great divider that is race in our country? The answer to everything, of course, that's the belief in the Creator, number one, but it's the power of prayer. And it's the power of taking a step back and taking a deep breath, whether it's on the connector involving traffic, whether it's one of your kids' games, whether it's dealing with a coworker, it's taking a step back and acknowledging that other person's perspective, number one. But number two, take a look at the folks coming in, and now they're having protests all across the country. And again, lived in Birmingham, Alabama, went to an all-black high school in New Orleans, Louisiana. I'd like to think that went one-on-one with the NAACP in Baltimore. 150 African-Americans and Kevin Miller in a TV studio debating the N-word. Not that I'm an expert, but these are my qualifications for you here at 580KIDO. And I see the great divider that race has become. And is the country so bad that we have to have protests across the country because of this unfortunate police shooting? Is the country so bad that we have to have Eric Holder investigating the Ferguson Police Department as the riots are going on? Now, maybe it's from my unique perspective on Eric Holder, you know, the Second Amendment championing attorney general that we have.
We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Exactly. But why is the attorney general investigating the Ferguson Police Department and not taking a look at the looters, the pillagers, the rioters, the robbers that are going on? Now, last night, if you watch the news, you go, gosh, Kevin, we've had such a positive show today. Well, we can't ignore events of the day. And the positive part is we don't live in Missouri. Sorry to the folks in Missouri. Good luck with the Tigers, but doesn't seem like a great place right now. The good news is they had a peaceful protest last night. But you ever met somebody that no matter what goes on, they're always negative? And I take a look at the Reverend Sharpton, who I've run into a few times, the Reverend Jackson. And, I mean, why reinforce the negative? Shouldn't they be down there? Why should they be down there to begin with? But shouldn't they be trying to bring folks together? At 580-5436. I tell this story all the time. Gabrielle Douglas, America's first, the world's first, I think, black gymnast gold medalist, was told she couldn't do it, raised by a single mom. The mom, God bless her, sent her to Iowa to live with an all-white family, homeschooled, by the way, coached by a former Chinese official. So an Asian American, since we live in the hyphenated world, hyphenated, she wins the gold medal. Isn't that the beauty of America? There are so many more victories in our country that the mainstream press, that the folks that want to divide us never, ever acknowledge. And that's why I'm so addicted to being with you, because there's a point to it. There's a point to the community that we have here and that we need to expand as we try to justify our existence. 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Let's get you to work safely and on.
Do I want to send one of my sons or your son to fight to regain Mosul?
Rocket fire is continuing from the Gaza Strip into Israel.
This whole crazy world is just too frustrating, man.
Making sense of a senseless world. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Believe we're on the
Kevin Miller in the Morning, 580-KIDO. Phone number is 580-5436. Don't forget the Kevin Miller Hot List, 580-KIDO. Give us a like on the Facebook. Or I'd like to be your friend, Kevin Miller on the Facebook. Joining us now is Jim from Star at 580-KIDO. By the way, my mom isn't 70, not yet, so we want to make that clarification. Good morning, Jim.
I don't know what that was all about, but hey, my mom's not 70 yet. Your mom's a doll, by
yeah,
the way.
Thanks for listening. Apparently, I said she was 70, and she wanted to correct me.
Oh, I got you. Well, you know, hey, there's not many friends out there. You know, you said you want to be people's friends, and there aren't many that get text from friends in the morning and say, "Wake up, punk." I just wanted to say, but hey, I wanted to talk about this Ferguson deal. Look, it, the guy that is dead now was a blood. He was a gangbanger. As far as I'm concerned, that is as close as you get to a cockroach. It's someone who makes their life out of making other people's lives miserable. They're criminals to the 10th degree. He also...
So he deserved to be shot without a weapon?
Kevin, he's also not a little boy. He's an over 300-pound, over 6-foot-tall man that can cause inflict a lot of damage. And you know what? I guarantee you, just like a lot of other black conservatives that are coming out and saying, these guys are provoking the police. They're going for their guns. They're fighting these police officers. And you know what? I look at it as another one down. It's a good start.
Well, so much for you being a compassionate conservative.
No, you know what? It's common sense, man.
So then why are people protesting? Why is the president speaking out against it? And more importantly, why is Eric Holder? Why is our crime-fighting attorney general investigating the police department when people are burning down Missouri?
Yeah, of course. You know what? It's another one of those deals. I just saw a gentleman on the internet. I forget what site, but he's a black man. He made his own video, and he said, "We need to stop this. We've had hundreds of years to make changes, and we as a community, speaking as a black man, he says this is enough." And he says, people are sick of it. That, you know, why can't we evolve? Why do we have to blame everything on everybody but ourselves? And he's got a perfect point. Many times I've said to friends and family, I wish I was born black because I wouldn't be any different than I am now. If the color of your skin is totally irrelevant, and I'm sick of the communities like Ferguson using it's because he's black. No, he was a scumbag. That's why he's dead. And it's simple. I mean, the story is the same every time. You get involved in gangs, you get involved in crime, and bad things are going to happen. And, you know, the other thing that we should look at is anybody that is a known gang member, blood, crip, any other MS-13, if you're a gang member and you're charged in a crime, it should be like 10 times the normal penalty. That way we take the stigma of it being cool out of the hood. It's a cool thing to be in a gang when you don't have a dad around and you're in a broken family and you're being raised on the streets. It's a status thing in those areas, and there should be nothing cool about it, Kevin. And you know what? As far as I'm concerned, let the damn place burn. I'm serious. I mean, if people want to be that stupid and make excuses and let people like the Black Panthers take over the press conferences and they really want to let that happen, let the place burn. I'm glad I live in Idaho. And don't try to screw this place up because the people here will take you down.
Jim from Star at 580-KIDO. Here's more from Ferguson, Missouri.
The officer that was involved in the shooting of Michael Brown was Darren Wilson. He's been a police officer for 6 years, has had no disciplinary action taken against him. He was treated for injuries, which occurred on Saturday.
Now, of course, unfortunately for Officer Wilson, his life will be threatened. And remember, the guy that they falsely released as the shooter, he in fact did what? His life was threatened. He had to go into hiding. Amazing that law enforcement has to go into hiding. But you know, going back to this society where the consequences aren't what they should be, what happened? You encourage people not to respect authority. And do we really need people protesting? Is the country that bad that looting, destroying property, stealing is the correct way to send the proper social message? We're better than that. 580-KIDO.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
KIDO, Kevin Miller here, always looking for opinion solutions. And by the way, if you missed the interview with the great Paul Feinbaum, it was just one of the best ever. I'm glad that my wife Dorothy listened and my mom, people that truly care about me, and I know that you listened. Here you have this gentleman who is on ESPN, wrote the new bestseller, My Conference Can Beat Your Conference, a HarperCollins publication. They don't give those to any slappies, you know, especially the decadent jabroni, mind-rotting, cavity-ridden FM slappies. They give them to people like Paul Feinbaum. So, and by the way, it's not about sports. It's about overcoming challenges, which brings us now to our next guest, Chase Ricker, joining us for Hoops for Hopes. Chase, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you doing?
Living the dream. We're always trying to make the Treasure Valley the best place ever. Talk a little bit about what you're doing and why.
So, I am actually, I work in the emergency department at St. Luke's, and we actually work overnights. And the doctor I work with, Dr. Aaron Halsinger, we came up with this great idea of trying to reduce childhood obesity and diabetes in our community. So we actually created this free basketball clinic called Hoops for Health. That'll be taking place tomorrow, August 16th, at the College of Idaho in their J. Albertson's Activities Center. And what it is it's a place where kids from ages 8 to 14 can come receive excellent basketball training, so skills, shooting skills and basketball dribbling skills. And in the meantime, their parents can learn about nutrition, healthy activities, and the risks associated with childhood obesity and childhood diabetes.
Now, do you work at the Meridian one or the Boise one?
So we actually work at all of the St. Luke's campuses in the Treasure Valley. So.
No, I mean when you're doing the overnights.
Oh, all of them, yeah.
Got to tell you, I was there Saturday night a few weeks ago in that Meridian. They did a good job.
Oh, good. Glad to hear that.
Yeah, you know, you never know what you're going to get when all of a sudden, oh my, something happens. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So, yeah, and that's why we really enjoy working here in the Treasure Valley. And you know, I actually grew up in Nampa, and that's why we just love the community and wanted to find a way that we could give back.
So let me hit you with this here at 580-KIDO. How big of a challenge is this when we're talking about childhood obesity? I mean, everybody has a little baby fat, and unfortunately for some of us, we have the adult fat.
Right. So over the last 30 years, according to the CDC, childhood obesity has more than doubled in the children population and quadrupled in adolescents. So that's over just the past 30 years. Another statistic that the CDC has provided us is that about 18% of our youth are now currently overweight or obese, which may not seem too significant, but if we continue our current trends, that could quickly turn into 25 or 33%. So we're quickly seeing that our youth are increasing just in weight and in unhealthy practices. So we want to do something that we to curb that here in our community.
And finally, Chase, one more time, this program coming up.
So it's called Hoops for Health. It's, again, ages from 8 to 14 can come for this free basketball clinic. And here they'll just have a good time learning about free basketball stuff, basketball skills,
sure,
like shooting, dribbling, And then, there will also be a 30-minute presentation about...
Right. Where is it going to be and when?
So it's tomorrow, the 16th, at Albertson's Activity Center at College of Idaho in Caldwell.
And what time again?
So there's two sessions for ages 8 to 11. We ask them to come at, 9 o'clock to noon.
Okay.
And then from 12 to 14, it's going to be noon to 3 o'clock.
Well, Chase, good luck.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
All right. There we have it. Some good advice from Chase. Kevin Miller in the morning here at 580-KIDO. Phone number is 580-5436. 580-KIDO, just trying to make our community a better place. Always nice to see people giving back and offering advice. And, you know, we need more of that now than ever. Other things going on here at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. This issue involving two things. Number one, the state board has approved new privacy protections for children that are taking the Common Core test. That's right, taking the Common Core test, and that's to alleviate a lot of concerns that parents not only here in Idaho but across the country have had. They don't like the data collection, and you just have to listen to our friend Glenn Beck, who is all over the Common Core issue. Of course, Glenn coming up today right after we're done here, but you have the Idaho State Board of Education stating that data collection will be controlled to protect the students' privacy. And whether you're Stacy Knutson, Stephanie Zimmerman, or Glenn Beck, that's a major concern. It's a huge concern when you're talking about kids in the schools. I don't know how many times I've heard it on this program where people are going back and forth about all the information that is being gathered on us. But here's the other thing that gets me. How much do we voluntarily give information, maybe even information about our kids? Now, this shows you an insight of what I think about, but I was reluctant to give away my information to get one of these, the Fred Meyers cards. Because then they know what you bought. And gosh forbid, nobody in the Pentagon needs to know what type of potato chips I buy. Or when you go to the bookstore, those of you that still go to the bookstores and you get the discount card, which is kind of strange. I don't know how mine automatically renewed, but it did. And then you take a look at just some of the other things going on here at 580KIDO. The Facebook, the Twitter, the Instagram. How much information do we readily give up, and then we opine about the loss of privacy in our world today? Here's the official release, courtesy of our friends at the paper. The Idaho State Board of Education approved a policy aimed at protecting public school students' personal information and their data. The policy, which covers public and charter schools, governs collecting, using, and sharing student information. Now, many people have expressed to us, and as I said earlier this morning, we did talk to a noted me, myself, and I have talked to a senior educator, pretty high up here and in the state, saying that there are real life concerns. It's not just sunshine, happiness, and butterflies and unicorns when we're discussing the core standards, right? I mean, that's the big issue. The privacy of your kids, or lack thereof. And the state board did respond because there was a growing concern of people that says, look, this isn't good. Now, publicly released reports cannot contain student personal information such as name, address, Social Security, date of birth, and other information, right? Public records will release an aggregate information on students in such a way that it's not possible to identify individual students according to the policy. Do you believe that? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Most people say, blow it up. We don't need these standards. You know, what makes America great? Who was it? Somebody on television. Somebody that actually worked in the potato fields here in Idaho. Lou Dobbs. Guy that went to Harvard, big money guy. Lou Dobbs. Lou Dobbs said the great liberator in our society today is what? Education. And if you're not doing well with the education, how do you make it better? The critics of Common Core say, let Idaho decide. With respect, hasn't Idaho decided for quite some time? That's why we're where we are. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Your call's next. Let's get you to traffic. Good morning.
Kevin Miller wants to hear from you.
This is Tea Party Bob, and I'm taking the ALS challenge.
Okay, here it comes. Here it comes. And there we go. Ah! Tea Party Bob.
If we're going to bring some awareness to ALS, so let's take our time.
Earning your trust every morning. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. John, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Hey, I just wanted to agree wholeheartedly with Jim and Star that if you're part of a gang, I don't have any compassion for you. And I think that the problems are with the gangs, and that video that he was talking about, there's a black guy that went on a rant. Maybe he can get that to you and should play it for your audience. It's exceptional.
I'll have to take a look at that.
Yeah, it'd be a great listening for everybody. Every human should hear what that man has to say. And those, all those gangbangers can take a short walk off a, or a long walk off a short pier, as far as I'm concerned.
John, thank you for the call.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. We appreciate it. Liberal Steve at 580KIDO.
Hey, hey, hey. Well, those gangbangers, they are children of God, created by the Creator, just as you and I were. Everybody turns the wrong road, and that's why we ask for forgiveness, and we don't shoot the – I don't know what went on, so I'm not going to say any more about it. But, Mr. Miller – I can't let the 10 o'clock tea sippers and Billy Bob take the challenge, not Liberal Steve take the challenge. So I would like Kevin Miller, I happen to have a bad arm, I would like Mr. Miller to dump 2 buckets of ice over Liberal Steve to show those girly men, those lady men, how it's really done.
I think, I think we could get a big audience to watch 2 buckets of ice water on you.
You line it up, my man, and you know I'll be there.
Fair enough.
You stay fired up.
Good luck today.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Tea Party Bob at 580KIDO.
Over the ice water, let me tell you.
I still love the I want to make sure that's a drop so I can just play you going all the time.
Yes, first time I heard that this morning. My wife's still laughing about it, though. I have to tell you, it was fun.
It's a great visual. You can check it out at Facebook, Tea Party Bob, Kevin Miller. I'm surprised you're not getting more hits on this. I think it's a great, compelling video.
Nobody wants to look at an old man like me.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
You know, I just wanted to touch base with you. You're talking about Common Core, and we've been going back and forth for quite some time about whether it's good or bad. But I was very interested last night to talk to a couple of young gentlemen that came to a Tea Party meeting on Medicaid expansion. They're just juniors in high school. And to see these 2 young men actually sit there taking notes, trying to learn about what's going on in their state, it tells me that there is some good coming out of our high schools, and it was also kind of interesting to listen to them talk about
how they are not enamored with the way they are teaching U.S. history in their schools. Because evidently, they're not getting the same history courses that you and I used to get. And I know you used to be a history teacher, so you'll understand that. But again, I think that there's a movement going on amongst the millennials to find out more about what's going on. And who knows, maybe they'll come in and take the bull by the horns and turn things around for us.
Then again, they were the ones that voted for Obama.
No, I'm talking, well, some of them did. I wouldn't say all of them.
They did. They put him over the top.
And I do think a lot of them are very disenamored with this man.
They'd have to be, considering the job market.
Sure. I mean, it's not just the job market, but, you know, look what this man has done in the last 2 years.
Fair enough. We'll see you tomorrow.
I will indeed. Have a good day.
Thank you, Tea Party Bob. Joining us quickly to Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, posting on the Kevin Miller Facebook. Truly, he has owned my own Facebook. Tomorrow morning, join Kevin Miller on KIDO 580 when Kevin reveals his true loyalties in college football. Is he a Big Ten fan since he was born in Ohio, who claims to have the best damn band in the land and doesn't give a damn about the whole state of Michigan? Or is he an SEC fan having worked in Huntsville, Alabama, and Birmingham, by the way? Can't forget Birmingham. And was either a Roll Tide fan or a War Eagle fan? Or is he truly converted to the Mountain West Conference and now is a dyed-in-the-wool, true blue BSU Bronco fan? Get up at 5 a.m. on Saturday and find out the truth, or sleep in and remain in the dark. Incidentally, studies show that people who wake up and get out of bed get more done than those who sleep in bed. After all, sleep is overrated as a means of conflict resolution. If Mrs. Miller has to get up to make Kevin's toast and coffee in the morning, she shouldn't be the only one to suffer. Kevin Miller tells all tomorrow. I wonder when some creative soul will invent a TiVo for radio. Alan L. Morton stealing the show once again. Time for traffic at 580K. Have a wonderful one if you're heading out for the weekend or on vacation or working like the rest of us. Have a good one. Do appreciate you listening. I really mean that. I just enjoy our conversations each and every morning. A challenge or a struggle, and you feel you're all on your own, you're not. I'm with you. And you're going, Kevin, you're just a voice. No, not just a voice, but a community. You have a great day. Catch us tomorrow at 5. God bless. And no matter what the odds or the adversaries, keep the faith.